This morning we are going to be looking at what I'm calling the pregnant art of waiting. But before we do so, let's pray. So much of life, O Lord, is waiting. We wait on our friends. We wait on the things we want. We wait to learn how to walk and run and play. There's something special, something sacred about the human condition that involves waiting. Teach us during this period of unwelcome waiting to dig deeper into what that might mean. Amen. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for mourning. More than those who watch for mourning. The repetition in the psalm helps us feel the pregnancy of the psalmist waiting, the intensity of her longing. More than those who watch for mourning, more than those who watch for mourning. The psalmist has to say it again because she is having such a hard time waiting. Such a hard time waiting for mourning. Like someone who is waiting for the end of a living nightmare. For the day when light will shine again. For a new day. For new life. The psalmist is waiting. We are all experiencing our psalmist's desperation this morning. Are we not? We all find ourselves waiting for our lives to return to some semblance of normal. We are all waiting to worship together in person again. We are all waiting to visit loved ones who live far away or even those who live just down the road. This season of Lent is one that we will never forget. We have all had to give up so much more than we signed up for just a month ago. We have all had to slow down and explore life through a lens we never imagined possible. One of the things this experience has reminded all of us, to be human is to learn to wait. We must wait 9 months to be born. And when we are, our lives are nothing like Debbie and Mark's goats that we saw last week. We aren't just able to immediately run and jump and play. We must wait to walk, to talk, to drive a car, to stay out past 10 on the weekends, wait to graduate from high school, to find a good job, to experience love. To be human is to wait, to learn to live within the limits of time. That's what is so unique, in particular to being a human creature. Learning to be human takes time. It takes time to grow into ourselves. It takes time to figure ourselves out. It takes time for our wounds to heal. It means waiting at home if that's what it means to keep us safe, if that's what's best for our fragile bodies. My soul waits for those who watch, more than those who watch for the morning, more than those who watch for the morning. The story of Lazarus is also a story about waiting. It's a story about how God comes to us while we wait. Lazarus is dying. So his sisters send a message to their friend Jesus. They beg him to come immediately. There's no time for waiting because waiting means death. But Jesus doesn't rush to Lazarus' side. No, Jesus waits. After having heard that Lazarus was ill, Jesus stays 2 days longer in the place where he was. If we didn't know how the story ends, this would seem cruel to us. The way that Jesus takes his time, staying where he is for who knows why, making Martha and Mary wait longer than they should have to. When the sisters wake up in the middle of the night, in their panic, anxious state, waiting for Jesus to arrive, hopeful that Jesus is going to show up in the next morning, or at least soon. I imagine them praying the words from our psalmist. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for mourning. But it isn't until after Lazarus has died that Jesus finally strolls into town. And when he does arrive, Martha berates him. She is angry. Lord, if you had been here, if you had just been here, my brother would not have died. 10 verses later, we find Mary yelling the very same thing. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. That was their hope. That was what they were waiting for. They were waiting for Jesus to show up, waiting for his presence, waiting for him to do the only thing that he could do, which is cure the sick, to offer the grace of healing, the gift of restored health, the touch of a wounded life. They were waiting for the resurrection of Lazarus, for the God of life to come and make all things right. As Travis mentioned, Lent is a season of waiting. Waiting for Easter. Waiting for the resurrection, for the healing of our wounds. Waiting for God to come and renew our lives. To breathe into our valleys of dry bones. For God to share with us the spirit of life. As God says in another text for this morning, I will cause breath to enter into you and you will live. During Lent, we remind ourselves that we are waiting for God to resurrect life in us and in our world. In other words, during Lent, we take the time we need so that we can learn again what it means to be human. To be a people who can't control the future, who can't even control the present, who can't make morning come or this nightmare end. What Lent reminds us is the only thing we really can do is learn to trust God. That the same God who came to bring Lazarus back from the dead will also give us a reason to hope. That the same God who spoke life into the valley of dry bones will speak life into us. And the reality is, the true Lenten seasons, the ones we don't go through every year, they always last longer than we ever desire. Abraham and Sarah had to wait 25 years to receive the promise for which they uprooted their entire lives. Israel had to wait in the desert for 40 years before they got to experience God's promised land. It was 70 years in Babylon that Israel had to spend in captivity before God put their dry bones back together. Each of them struggled on multiple occasions to wait for God to act, and all believed God did not act nearly quick enough. But before God brought them back, but before they experienced God showing up in their lives, they had to learn to cultivate the art of pregnant waiting. They all had to learn to live in a new and distinct kind of time. The profound art of long pausing before God's resurrection breathed into their lives and their worlds. And I'm convinced that this is because God was showing them to be human is to wait. To be human is to learn to live within the limits of time. For we all have to wait for things. Sometimes for a long time. Sometimes forever. And the questions before us, are we going to wait passively? Are we going to be impatient? Are we going to berate God for not acting when we desire like Mary and Martha did? Or are we going to let this experience move us to more deeply trust in the God who waited to bring Lazarus back to life? The God who waited 3 dark days to resurrect God's son as well. This morning, we're all like Mary and Martha. We are all waiting for Jesus to get here. But Jesus is taking so long for some unknown reason to us. Only God knows why God's taking so long. This morning, we are all like that psalmist, waiting for daybreak, waiting for God to show up. And that's my prayer, that God uses this time to teach us the art of pregnant waiting. That God uses this time to help us slow down so that we can see again what it means to embrace the limits of being human. What does this pregnant waiting look like? I'm honestly not sure. But I'm going to close with an example. Really a quote by Charles Marsh from his wonderful book, Beloved Community, about how active waiting, pregnant waiting, that was the foundation of the civil rights movement in the 60s, which altered our society and helped make things more just. It is easy to forget that so much of the civil rights life involved sitting around freedom houses, community centers, and front porches with no immediate plan of action. The discipline of waiting required uncommon patience, even as it sustained humility and perspective, resisting the cultural paradigm of efficiency. A condition for achieving beloved community was a certain stillness in the nation of frenetic activity and noisy distractions, learning to move at a different pace. More than a few left the South out of boredom. Yet most who pursued a movement of life understood the quality of their life together was an attempt to live into a new and distinct kind of time. And they discovered that being revolutionary, it meant learning how to act out of the deepest silence. May God use this time to teach us all the revolutionary power that only comes from slowing down, from embracing the art of waiting, so that we can learn again to move at a different pace, the pace of resurrection. Amen.